The legendary Godfrey Daniels, one of the country's longest-running nonprofit listening rooms, is kicking off its 50th Jubilee celebration, a year-long anniversary season honoring five decades of music, storytelling, and community on Bethlehem's South Side. Founded in 1976, Godfrey's has earned a national reputation for its intimate 80-seat listening room, as well as its dedication to presenting the best of local, regional, national, and international artists. This 50th Jubilee celebrates those deep roots while setting the stage for the next half century of live performance. "We're celebrating more than an anniversary," says Ramona Labar, managing director of Godfrey Daniels. "For 50 years, Godfrey's has been a place where people gather to truly listen to music, to stories, and to one another. This Jubilee reflects where we've been and looks boldly ahead to the next 50 years. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening I'm joined by Managing Director Ramona Labar, as well as Kate Hughes, Development Director and Chair of Godfrey's 50th Jubilee Committee. So, welcome, Ramona and Kate.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Celebrating the 50th.
Yes.
Ramona, just get us started, a quick recap for the listeners who may enjoy and love Godfrey's, but not have thought deeply about the 50-year story of it. What is a listening room? What is the history? Why is it such a unique space? What's so special?
I'm going to say that when Godfrey started, it was the only venue of its kind in the Lehigh Valley, and it was a place between, say, New York City and Philadelphia that touring artists could stop in. It's unique. It's intimate, small. It's like a concert in your living room. One of our taglines is where every ticket is a backstage pass, and that is certainly true. So for the community, for audience members who attend shows there, they have the opportunity to interact directly with the artists. The artists aren't often some recesses of green room, and they come on stage, and that's when you see them, and then they go off stage, and that's it. We see them out front in the lobby. Yeah, it's the intimacy of the space. And it's grown in that 50 years to become, I like to call it a gem in the crown of the Lehigh Valley arts community.
I think it's interesting how often people I encounter, I think it's also an institution in the Valley, mm-hmm. because they seem surprised when you mention that it's 50 years old.
Yes.
No. Yeah. But yet it's always been here in a sense, and they appreciate it being here. The coming Golden Jubilee anniversary season year Woo-hoo. Celebration has just about kicked off this week. A lot planned, a lot going on, much of it musical, much of it happening very soon. I trust you two of you together, could you walk us through what's planned or what's coming up?
Sure. We have a series at the Ice House.
Right.
We managed to reserve four dates over there throughout the year, and the very first one is coming up March 21st, and we're kicking off with Bagiti Kamalo and the South African All-Stars. And this is the band that he normally brings to Godfrey's, and he's with us about once a year. And then we have a date in July, a date in September, and a date in October. We're still working on tying down the artists for the series, but I do want to mention that in October, we're planning to have Ralph Stanley II, who is the son of Ralph Stanley, a big bluegrass star. And that date happens to be the 80th anniversary of Ralph Stanley Sr.'s first band concert way back when, a long time ago, before any of us were born.
Yeah. And the Ice House series is a bit of a breakout from, it's a little bit larger space. Still that kind of intimacy that's a hallmark of Godfrey's.
Yes.
And of course, the Ice House itself is part of that rooted sense of the Southside Bethlehem community. So it's a great partnership.
You know, when the city rehabbed the Ice House building in the mid-90s, Godfrey's was part of that original consortium of the four arts organizations. And one was Doug Royston's Mock Turtle Marionettes. One was PYT, Pennsylvania Youth Theater.
Right.
And the other one might have been Touchstone.
Touchstone,
yes.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a small group, but of course that's grown. The Ice House is, the Ice House tonight.
Busy year round.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've really done a lot of good work over there. So we're really glad to be part of that.
And then coming to Foy Hall in May is kind of the jewel and the crown of the celebration. Kate, that's at Foy Hall. Is more of a gala concert, is it not?
Yeah,
so to speak.
So to speak. It's going to be. I mean, what we've heard so far from the community, they're just so excited to be a part of it. They're like, oh, 50 years, like you said. They can't believe it's 50 years. But yeah, May 23rd at Foy Hall will be our jubilee, our grand jubilee celebration, 50 years. Yeah, we're expecting around 400 people. Okay. It's a beautiful space. You've been there,
yeah,
Kate. Yeah. And I'll let Ramona speak to who we have there because it's...
Yeah, so our featured artists are Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. And they're bringing a quartet. They're well-known in the Americana community. Mm-hmm. And on our website right now, tickets are available. There are a few videos, and one of them I really favor. It's a half-hour kind of interview with Larry Campbell and his history in the music business. And he and Teresa have been together for 40 years now, and they just do amazing work. They really... bring the spirit to the stage. I've seen them many times, and it's just tremendously uplifting to be in the same room with them while they're performing. They're great people.
And so my understanding is that both with them, with the concert at Foy, with the Ice House series, in many ways kind of what we're looking at too is featuring and highlighting performers that I know you refer to as legacy performers, and that means...
Yeah, so we have some artist designations for the season. Legacy artists have been performing at the club for more than 20 years and a certain number of times. And then we have Rosewood artists who may not have been around for that long, but they still bring, something to the history of the club. And we also have some artists who are designated as Hall of Fame artists. That's a more rare artist in our programming, but somebody, for example, like Jim Lauderdale, who's very big in Nashville, tours all the time, and he's only been to Godfrey's a couple of times. Like, why have you not been here in the last 50 years? But those are the three artist designations, and those are also highlighted. Not all of the artists on the schedule have those designations, right. But each one who has it, it's talked about a little bit in their bio on the website.
Just thinking of that kind of accumulation of performances and history, Kate, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about, as chair of the 50th committee, you guys are brainstorming. Continuing programming will continue to unfold throughout the year. People need to keep checking the website, checking the socials.
Yes.
But I think there's a seed project going on, collecting memories, 50 voices.
50 voices, yes. So we're asking people throughout the community, people who have performed, people who are fans and friends of Godfrey Daniels, to just record a little story, maybe a moment that they had there, or just saying congratulations to us, in their way, in their voice. So just as an example, we have Cassie Hilgert. She said, there would be no Arts Quest if there weren't for Godfrey Daniels. And, to have that on, have her say that on record, I was like, we need her voice. And she was happy to oblige. So she sent over her little video wishing us another happy 50 years. Right. And like Tyler Rothrock, he's a very well-known comedian. He recorded his special at Godfrey Daniels, so he has a little message for us. Yeah, and it wasn't hard to ask for people to do that. We're actually getting people who are asking if they can participate without even having...
I was imagining.
Yeah.
If people want to participate, what should they do?
They can call me. No, they can reach out to me, development@godfreydaniels.org, or they can find us on social media and just send us a little message and ask us to be a part of it.
It sounds wonderful. In fact, we'll talk about it a little bit later, thinking of memories and history, one of the things that you can always find at the club over at Godfrey's, there's enough history there for a book, and there is a book.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Godfrey Daniels by co-founder David Fry.
Yes.
Rich with photographs, anecdotes, and stories. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the people in the book are contacting you with recorded memories and stories to complement it. We're going up to break in a moment or two. When we come back, Kate, we might want to talk too about as this unfolds, sponsorship opportunities. I know there's community partnerships happening because it's the South Side of Bethlehem, and that's how we roll. But again, for this coming festival, I just want to stress to our listeners that the Godfrey Daniels presents the 50th anniversary series live at the Ice House. This is being broadcast on Monday, the 16th of March, and this concert happens on March 21st, Saturday evening.
Yes.
At the Ice House with Bikiti Kamalo and the South African All-Stars. He's the Grammy winner in a fabulous space, a fabulous venue. There are tickets still available. Yes. You don't want to miss it. And this is technically our performance kickoff for the Golden Jubilee year, isn't it?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, so I mentioned before he's bringing the same band, Morris Goldberg, who also appeared on Paul Simon's Graceland album.
Right.
And David Bravo, who is Morris's nephew. And I didn't know until recently about that connection. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you've been listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we're talking about Godfrey Daniels, the Valley's legendary music club that's kicking off its 50th Jubilee Year celebrations on Saturday, March 21st, with Grammy winner Bikiti Kamalo and the South African All-Stars in concert, marking the debut of the 50th anniversary series live at the Ice House. My guests are Godfrey's managing director, Ramona Labar, and Kate Hughes, Development Director and Chair of Godfrey's 50th Jubilee Committee. We'll be right back after this short break.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley's public radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I've been talking with Ramona Labar, Managing Director of Godfrey Daniels, and Kate Hughes, Chair of Godfrey's 50th Jubilee Committee, about Godfrey's 50th anniversary season and the year-long celebrations planned to mark five decades of music, storytelling, and community. Before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about the opening performance at the 50th anniversary series live at the Ice House with Bikiti Kamalo. You had a story you wanted to share with us before we moved
on. Sure. For those who don't know, Bikiti works with Paul Simon. He appeared on his Graceland album and also Rhythm of the Saints. And in fact, as I understand it, he's rehearsing with Paul this week and will be coming to the Ice House from rehearsals with Paul Simon as they prepare to go on another tour.
Wow.
Yes. So Bikiti is an international artist. He knows a lot of people. He always brings something new to his concerts for Godfrey's. And this time is no exception. He's bringing a singer who is a refugee. And as I mentioned before, Morris's nephew, David, has a connection. His wife is a teacher and works with helping refugees get established. They're from New York City, and this woman escaped a bad situation on the other side of the world and came here. And so she's not known as a singer, but she's apparently extremely talented, a great vocalist. She also plays guitar and flute. And so she's going to be, you know, presenting her talents at the show on Saturday without being, you know, known or having any kind of following. But Bikiti is bringing her in and giving her this opportunity, which is another of those magical things and magical connections that happen in performance. And we see it a lot at Godfrey Daniels.
I was going to say, it feels like a very Godfrey story.
Yes.
Absolutely. And Kate, do you want to run over for our listeners again, what are the dates for, it's a four concert series at the Ice House,
yes,
right?
Yeah. So like we said, the first one is coming up very soon. So Saturday, March 21st. The next one is in July, Friday, July 10th, September 11th, that's a Friday also, and then October 16th, another Friday. So you have four chances. I think you should come to all of them.
Obviously. It's a series.
Right? You can't miss one of the series.
That's right.
And then, of course, the Foy Hall celebration on May 23rd. So that's our big celebration. That's a way for us to pack as many people in one space that we couldn't do at Godfrey's, but to celebrate the spirit of Godfrey's and together as a community. I mean, 50, when you really think about 50 years to have an organization and a space for people to create and connect, I mean, that is significant and it's truly something to be celebrated.
It is.
And there's going to be, I hear rumors of a big announcement at the Foy Hall performance.
Yes, we can't say more than that, but we will have a very big announcement. So you have to be there to find out on May 23rd.
Don't. Also, if I may, I want to remind listeners that the event at Foy Hall is a fundraiser. We'd like to see Godfrey's go into the next 50 years, and we need to be aided in that regard. Right. So the ticket price is $76. That comes from the year 1976 that the club opened. That was Kate's idea. And we're also gathering sponsors for the event.
So, again, details will be unfolding. Mm-hmm. We need to stay tuned, but it's going to be a magical evening.
Yes.
And a magical celebration.
Really, yeah. And then we'll have Dave's book there.
That's right.
Dave Fry's book will be available. And if someone wants to, or people out there, organizations that want to sponsor us, we have a whole list of sponsorships that you can be a part of that come with, you know, you can have VIP seating, you can get your name on the screen, you know, as you're sitting there, and we need all the proper acknowledgments.
Right.
And you know, Godfrey's wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the support of the community. So we want to go in the next 50 years just as strong.
I know that too. I feel like the neighborhood, the community, feels like it might not be here without Godfrey's too. That I've heard that the community is very interested in working with Godfrey's over the coming year, like the local restaurants and people in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And just partnerships.
Interestingly enough, Lehigh Pizza just turned 50 as well.
That's right.
We just did one of many, I'm sure, to come in the future, that together were 100 years old, you know. So they were so kind as to supply pizza. They brought it over. They delivered it. They had ovens there to keep it warm. And we were able to sell the pizza to the students from the Charter Arts School as a fundraiser. Okay. We've had Edge does Mix and Mingles. We have another one coming up on October 13th. And that'll sort of wrap up that series, the 50th series. So you'll definitely have to come out to that. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Twisted Olive has one.
Dine to Donate.
That's
coming up, I believe.
Yeah. And even Donard's Donuts, which is a couple doors down, they made us these beautiful Godfrey Daniels and delicious donuts. But yeah, it's amazing the support of the community. Once they hear, you know, 50 years, we keep saying, like, oh, you know, anything you need. And Nwab, we just went over there.
Yes.
The other day, and they want to help us out too. So anybody that comes to Godfrey's on a Thursday night, they'll donate. If people dine over or take out food, they'll donate 10% to Godfrey Daniels. So if there's anyone out there that wants to participate in a way like that, we will take it and we'll be glad to partner up. And, you know, we want it to go both ways.
Yes.
So we want to support these businesses that support us.
So all the proper acknowledgments, like we mentioned, and we have a slideshow in our lobby for every show, and also now a screen on the back of the stage where we'll also have slides for business partnerships and also on our website, mentions on our website with the show. So,
and speaking of the room itself, there's a Pad the Pews campaign going on,
yes.
I believe, which feels very Godfrey's as well. For those of you that have been fortunate enough to be there, you know the Pews.
Yes.
They need repadding.
They need repadding. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so we have some new pads that are being constructed right now, and donors get their names embroidered on patches that will be sewn onto the back pad of the pews. The back pads are the new part of the pews. We haven't had back pads before, and we're just making these more comfortable. The upholstery is show place, what we're doing in rejuvenating the pews.
Yeah.
They're going to have a nice thick padding on them. And the back pad, like I mentioned, and we've sold some. We had a limited number of the larger size patches because we only have 6 pews, but we have plenty of the smaller patches, and their value is $350.
Okay.
So for $350, you can have your name added, and it's in perpetuity there at the club. And we did a similar fundraiser, I think it was in 2018 or so, for the tables, This, and our donors have their names on our tabletops now, so that's recognizable. And yeah, it's a good way to support the club and pad your back.
Well, and it's really striking to me that when you talk about the table campaign or the Pad the Pews or the 50 Voices, how many people have the intense loyalty and affection felt towards this club, not only because of the amazing musicians they are a stone's throw away from, But it's tied up with memories of first dates and discovering musicians together and evenings with friends. And so this response to, like, the tables and the pews literally are friends to them. And
yes,
to have that kind of marked in memory is just so lovely.
I'll say that one of the tabletop donors asked for their label to say their names, first date, Chris Smither, and the date back in the 80s.
See?
And yeah, and so that was a really important time for them, you know, and here we are 3 decades later, and that's their table when they come to a show.
Yeah.
And they recognize the magic in the space and the connections that happen.
I wanted to talk about that a little bit. It's so interesting. So we've brought some comedy to Godfrey Daniels. We go through, for most of it, the Don't Tell comedy platform, which is a national platform. And these comedians, they come from this area, but kind of all over as well. The minute they come into Godfrey Daniels, they are just like, wow, you know, even going downstairs in the green room and performing on that stage, there is something very, I keep saying magical, but it does. It feels magical. It's very special. And when my fellow comedians were saying the same thing, I knew that I wasn't making it up. I know I'm close to the project, but it's true. There is this, it's one of those things where it's hard to put into words. You have to go into the space and feel it for yourself.
It's Dave Fry that always says all the music that ever happened is still in the walls.
Mm.
Yes.
Which I love.
There's an essence of that energy
there.
And I think that, in fact, the older that a place like that becomes, there's just more of it there.
Yes.
And people recognize it, as Kate mentioned.
Right.
People who are new to the room walk in
feel
and
they're
like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, we would encourage anyone listening who hasn't been there, come in and experience it. It has to be experienced. It's impossible to describe it.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I know for me, when I first came to it, I didn't expect a little coffee house feel out front, too. It's famous. It's always been famous since the beginning for the baked goods, some coffee, some treats, conversation, milling about in the lobby with the musicians. It's also BYOB, you know, gently. Although we recently had a whiskey tasting at the Burns Night. That was a breakthrough. I don't want us to get away without mentioning the Mix and Mingle again at Edge, because I think that's an interesting kind of event. Mm-hmm. This is kind of, again, a partnership where you've got the Edge and the community working with Godfrey's. Godfrey's going off-site, offering, most importantly, live music at the event, which is Godfrey's. Edge puts out a beautiful spread.
Yes.
But unlike a formal concert, you literally are mingling, meeting your neighbors, meeting folks from Godfrey's. It's just really unique. So it seems like a perfect way to wrap up the year, kind of review and spend time together.
Yeah, it's an excellent venue. The first time we did it, we had Seth Witcher, who was on American Idol. He came, and he's wonderful. He always comes back and performs for us when we ask him to. And it was packed. It's $20, and it's kind of like unlimited appetizers and a pasta bar.
Yeah.
And it was nice to have space to walk around and talk to people. And people were running up to Seth and asking him about American Idol.
Yeah.
And this next one, I believe we're having Antar
Goodwin.
Okay.
Another great guy. He's one of the voices of the 50 Voices. Okay. And he'll be performing. But they've just been so generous to us.
Yeah.
So $20 gets you in, gets you delicious food, and some live music.
Yes, it's kind of like a happy hour.
Yeah,
and it's completely opposite of what we do at the club, where this is where, you know, you can mix and, you know, converse with your friends, listen to the music, but it's not a concert setting at all. So it's a little more relaxed. Mm-hmm. We had a great time at the last one in October. It was wonderful.
I was going to say I was at the one in October. Yeah. And it was interesting even then how much, because there's the conversation and the meeting, like, oh, you've been, oh, you go, oh, well, I remember this one. I started going,
Very much that. Yes.
Yeah. So again, that whole sense of community coming from the audience as well, or, you know, those who have been lucky enough to discover it. Those that have not yet, this is the perfect year to do it. You have no excuse.
That's right.
We're just about out of time. Any last thoughts? Again, Dave's book, Welcome to Godfrey Daniels, is always available at the club. It will be at the Foy Hall Gala event on the 23rd. And 50 years of history. He's done a brilliant job of condensing it. There's probably another book in the works. Who knows? But the next 50 years.
Right.
Yes. That one actually came out of the pandemic. So it went up to the pandemic. And yes, I think he should be working on the one that started
the sequel
in September of 2021.
Yes. Thank you again, both of you. And thanks to Godfrey Daniels for everything it's done for the community and also for creating community and holding space, especially in, well, never more grateful for it than these days. So thank you.
Thank you, Kate. It's an honor to be here.
And thank you to our listeners, of course, for joining us again this evening. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle, and I very much look forward to visiting with you again soon, right here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1 FM, the Lehigh Valley's public radio. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.